Down here anyway, we feel like we're being forgotten about. We have a sinker lift there now, a winch's machine for lifting boats out of the water. It's outdated, like, things like that. We're just not seeing the benefits of the modern Europe that we thought we would see. If we had the quarters, the investment in the side of it with boats and everything is no problem, but it's very hard to buy a boat when you're worried, can you get enough quarter, enough fish to pay back for it? Loans, staff, you want to have crew too, that have enough money to rear families.
That's local fisherman and vessel owner Paddy O'Sullivan, who told Red FM News that the government needs to urgently renegotiate at EU level. Cork's seafood industry performed strongly last year, with the value of landings at Castletown Bear and Union Hall worth €117 million. However, fishermen in the West Cork town say not all is as it seems due to EU rules, as John Nolan of Castletown Bear Fishermen's Co-op explains.
In Irish territorial waters, we get 5% of the monk quota, where France, they get 50% of the quota. Like, we have no quotas in French waters. We have no quotas in Spanish waters. It's about time some of those wrongs were reversed.
Ebby Sheehan of Sheehan's Fishing Company in Castletown Bear says fishing is vital to the Bear Peninsula, but unless something is done, it's an industry that will die off, which will present its own challenges for Cork, where almost 3,000 people are dependent on seafood for employment.
Do you see here an awful lot of vessels tied up in Castletown today? That is because they don't have the quota to go to sea until the 1st of June again. Very, very few, if any, of the younger generation are going fishing anymore.
Fishermen in Castletown Bear are calling for immediate action at EU level ahead of Brexit, where they'll be facing another battle as UK fishermen push ahead to reclaim their territorial waters. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Castletown Bear.